If you happen to be stopping by your favorite watering hole and encounter a live string quartet or woodwind trio performing a piece of classical music, you're probably in the presence of Classical Revolution, a wonderful organization that brings classical music to unexpected venues. And joining me today is Laura Sabo from the Cincinnati chapter of Classical Revolution. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jim.
For people who are unfamiliar with Classical Revolution, give us a little background on the organization.
Sure. The organization started in 2006, I believe, in San Francisco by a violist whose name is hard to pronounce, but I'll try it, Sharath Premawardhana. And he have chamber readings with his friends. They would get together and sight read through music that they loved. And one day he thought, why don't we do this in the coffee shop down the road? And that coffee shop happened to be named the Revolution Coffee Shop in San Francisco. And so that's where it all started. And it kind of grew from there. San Francisco is a huge chapter. And we're a very loose organization. Everybody who runs a chapter can adapt what they do to the city they live in.
And this is not just a national phenomenon. It's an international phenomenon.
It is indeed. I think the most recent chapter was opened in a town in Indonesia. We have chapters in Vancouver, in Paris, in London, Germany, and all over the United States as well, as you said, about 30 chapters or more.
And Cincinnati seems like a natural place for this kind of endeavor. People love the arts. People love music of all kinds. Where are some of the venues you've been performing at?
Well, we have a regular event every second Sunday at the Northside Tavern. And we also do other pickup events here and there. We had started some regular events at Rose Street Cafe. I'm also looking to get into Over the Rhine and start doing semi-regular events there.
Is it primarily public locations?
Yes, it's absolutely public locations. The taglines of our organization is that we're bringing classical music to the people. So what we want to do is put the music in a space where you're not used to seeing it and kind of like invite you to socialize with the performers in a way that you're not used to doing. I like to say one of the things I love about this series is that you can sit down, you know, at your local bar and have a glass of beer and listen to some great music. And myself, I might stand up and say, thank you very much. That was composer Jennifer Jolly. And the woman next to you stands up to like accept applause, you know, and then all of a sudden you have this interaction and conversation with a composer that you might not have had normally.
Now, the main thrust of your performances is chamber music.
Yes.
Classical chamber music. But classical chamber music, as you said, there are contemporary writers of classical chamber music. How does the group decide what's going to be performed at any given performance?
I'm the organizer of it. So what I end up doing is having my friends play. And also I get approached a lot by different groups. So we have the Ohio River Brass Quintet that plays with us a lot. We have members of Catacoustic Consort that come and play, a sax duo called Brick Meat, all these local groups that just like to get together and play music and might have a recital here and there or might be groups that play for weddings. They get to use Classical Revolution Cincinnati as a venue where they can perform the music they want to perform. And one of the things that I think is great about it is they can do a short set, a 20-minute set. They don't have to be responsible for a whole recital. So they can test some stuff, like take some of the pieces on a test drive that they might be performing in an upcoming recital or concert, but it gives them a little bit more freedom in programming.
If someone is interested in working with the group, a preformed group or even an individual, what are the criteria that you require?
We are open to having pretty much anyone come and perform. We want the performances to be up to a high standard. Our musicians are typically music teachers, conservatory students, members of orchestras, ensembles in the region. We have members from the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra, NanoWorks Opera. So they're professional level musicians. We'll also be happy to host some ensembles of accomplished amateurs.
When people come into a Northside Tavern or coffee house or wherever you're performing, not expecting to have live classical music, what has been the overall response of patrons coming in to become your audience?
It's generally sometimes, you know, a sense of surprise. And it's funny, in the tavern, they have that beautiful bay window, so I'll see people walking by, and I can imagine they're looking at the back of a bassoonist or something, and they're like, what is that? You can kind of see that register in their face, and sometimes they come in to check it out. Sometimes there's a sense of, what do? Is it a concert? Can we walk in? We try to motion them in, and they pick up pretty quickly that it's still a bar, and you can behave like it's in a bar, you know? But it's generally like a pleasant surprise, and I've been at the tavern many times, not in conjunction with an event, and heard people talking about it, which is really exciting for me.
Do you have minimum requirements for the performance spaces?
We can probably work with what they have. Being a conglomerate as we are of different chamber ensembles, we can find groups that would fit the space and fit the demands of whether that's background dinner music or something a little bit more of an entertainment show. Opera would obviously not exactly be background, but but we could do both.
So you do have some vocalists that come in and perform, not just instrumentalists.
Absolutely, yeah. The primary one I can think of is NanoWorks Opera, which is the North American New Opera Workshop. And they've done some wonderful performances with us. They do these nano operas, which are short operas. And they're a collective group that writes and produces them themselves. And they're very entertaining and funny, and the crowds love them.
Chamber orchestras tend to vary in size. Obviously, with some of these venues, you have to get just a few people. What is the smallest group you've worked with, and what is the largest?
The smallest group would probably be a soloist. You know, a violinist playing a Bach suite or something. The largest group that we've had there, we had a group on stage performing the Bach Brandenburg Concerto No. 5. They had actually brought in the harpsichord to the Northside Tavern. And so that was probably a group of, I would want to say, 8 to 10 people. Around that size would be the biggest we've had.
Of all the pieces you've played so far, what has been your favorite experience performing as Classical Revolution in Cincinnati?
My favorite experience organizing it, I wasn't necessarily a performer in this instance. We are fortunate to be partnered with the Constella Festival. And so every year, as part of the Constella Festival, we do a show in October or late September. And last year, with NanoWorks Opera, raised money to bring a wonderful vocalist in from Atlanta. And they performed a very hilarious, rowdy piece that Jennifer Jolly wrote called Krispy Kreme's and Butter Queens, about Paula Deen and what happens when she dies and goes to heaven choking on her own awful, greasy concoction. That was hilarious. You had opera singers on stage smearing themselves with buttercream frosting, wearing angel wings. When are you going to see that? It was pretty hilarious. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
What are your goals as an organization?
I'd like to say that we are working towards being a nonprofit organization, a 501c3, and we're not there yet. I've been putting the wheels in motion towards that. In order to help us along that path, we are accepting donations. Our shows are free to the public. Everyone who's performing is a volunteer. Right now, I'm a volunteer as well. So we're a completely volunteer organization. We would like to move towards some funding if anyone is interested. We take donations at the shows and also through our new website.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Laura Sabo, the organizer of Classical Revolution Cincinnati. Thank you so much for joining us, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
For more information on Classical Revolution Cincinnati or any chapter of Classical Revolution, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.